You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, Midday Show. We are live broadcasting from the Novacare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. When Eagles practice ends today, rookie linebacker Jahad Campbell going to be with us. Hugh, I'm excited to talk to Jahad Campbell.
Yes, I am too.
And it sounds like he's getting a decent amount of reps with the ones
inside.
But also, Elliott said yesterday he did get some reps on the outside.
He has some pass rush ability.
Yes. And, you know, typically when linebackers are drafted in the first round, Hugh, they need that, right? Like, most teams won't take a linebacker, like a regular old middle linebacker.
As high
in the first round,
if he's not a pass rusher.
Right.
It's kind of like a Khalil Mack type deal.
When Micah came out, he was an off-ball linebacker, but obviously the Cowboys thought there was some ability for him to rush the quarterback, and that's really what he's become in his career. So we'll have Jahad Campbell coming up in a little bit. Your phone calls here, Scott Fransky later in the show, Elliott later as well. Are you okay with how the trade deadline went for the Phillies? Yes or no? It is our Twitter question. Right now, no at 54%, yes at 56, yes at 46. I'm not surprised at this, though. I'm not okay with it, Hugh. They get Duran, the closer, on Wednesday, which is great, and we're all excited about him and his entrance and his 100-mile-an-hour fastball. But you said it. Ike said it. We all feel it.
Ike said it, and it just was
We need offense to make him matter.
Yes, we do.
And Bader is not enough. It felt like it was a half measure for the offense. I would have traded Painter to go get Kwan. I wanted more. They didn't do it. Where do you come down on the Phillies trade deadline moves? All right. We have a new outfield here, or at least the potential configuration of a new outfield. But what is it going to look like? Let's hear Dave Dombrowski last night after the trade deadline on Harrison Bader. Where's he going to play? Left? Center? What's going on with Bader? Here's what Dombrowski said.
I know he's played left and center. Do you have a feeling or preference on where he's best suited to play?
We think he can play both. We do like him in both situations. Maybe very dependent upon how Topper he plays on a particular day. But we think he can play both very well at this time. He's actually had a really good year defensively and offensively. He's running a little better this year than he has in a couple of years. I talked to our trainer. We talked to the Twins people that he made some off-season adjustments on his conditioning and helped his quickness a little bit. So we think he can play both for us.
All right. Can I offer a piece of advice?
Please
Topper? Just put him in center field. He's the best center field on the team right now. Just put him in center field. He's a better defensive player than Marsh, and he's obviously a better offensive player than Rojas. I just would put him in center field. Just put him in center field, and I would let him play every single day. I mean, yesterday, you know, he's their biggest trade deadline acquisition, and the way it was framed yesterday was, well, that's up to Topper if he's going to play every day. I'd be surprised if he doesn't play most days. You know, we had someone who called in earlier and said, if you look at his numbers this year, he's like the fourth best hitter on the team Phillies right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, I think he's got to play a lot.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about that, you know, in his home run, what, he got 12 home runs? Yeah, you got to have him in the lineup.
Which I think would be fourth on the Phillies.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to play him every day.
You got to play him every day.
Just put him in center field.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why people are kind of underwhelmed. But when you look at the move, he is somebody in the lineup that instantly, I mean, he makes it better.
He does. Now, another part of this equation is he going to be the guy he's been all year – the rest of the year? Because you look at his career, he hasn't been this good his whole career. Like, mm-hmm. Is he just hot right now for 4 months and he kind of goes back to being a pretty good player? Or is this the new him? Because if this is the new him, that's a 20 home run, you know, bat. He's got 12 already this year. All right. The other question that came up last night and thought is, well, does that this now mean Justin Crawford, right? Because they didn't get another outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Crawford has hit well at AAA, although he hits the ball on the ground a lot. He's hit well at every level. Let's hear Dombrowski last night on Justin Crawford. Could he arrive here soon?
Do you have plans to promote him at some point this year?
Well, no decisions have been made. We think he's ready to play at the big league level. We could bring him up. If we do bring him up, he needs to play a lot. I'm not sure that we're in a position to do that at this point today, but he's not somebody that we would hesitate to bring up if we decide that was the right thing to do. It's not like he needs – he like Painter, like a lot of those youngsters, they can use more development time. It will never hurt them. When they're going to get here, they're going to have to make some adjustments. But he's also in a position where we think he's ready to do that when called upon.
Yeah, he's hedging a little bit there. He's ready to play, but we don't have a spot for him right now.
Yeah, that's basically what he said, Joe. Yeah, that's what I heard.
What do you mean we don't have a spot for him? What Max Kepler plays at almost every day on this team. There's a spot right there if they want to give it to him. It's a matter of are they still going to try to roll the Kepler thing out? Let's add to it with the Crawford thing because he's made it seem like he doesn't have a spot for him right now. Is Kepler going to be on this baseball team much longer? Here is Dombrowski on Kepler last night.
Where do you think Max Kepler fits into the roster equation at this point?
Well, he's playing in left field for us at this time. He's actually been swinging the bat a little bit better, particularly versus right-hand pitching. But no, he's part of our roster at this time.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
Would you make it that endorsement?
That's not a ringing one. That's what, like, you on the clock, bro. It sounds like you on the clock a little bit.
Can I just you know what would make me feel better today? Can I just get the notification Kepler DFA'd Crawford up? Just give me the notification. It's happening. Kyle, what'd you make of all that last night? I think, obviously, Bader needs to play a lot. He's the biggest acquisition and having the best year of all these guys we're talking about. But then the Crawford thing is like, yeah, we need a spot to play for him. Well, here's an idea. Get rid of Kepler.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of that could just be lip service from Dave Dombrowski. The as of this time stuff with Max Kepler I think was pretty telling. Like, I'm hoping and praying that Max Kepler is DFA'd. Within, you know, the next 24
or
48.
Do you have your fingers crossed like right now?
I would love for Max Kepler to be as far away from this roster and this baseball team as possible. Like, the guy just stinks. And I think, obviously, with the Crawford thing, it makes sense to me that he needs to play every day. But
right. You're
right. Like, I mean, the outfield needs a major overhaul. That starts with Kepler out. I think Bader playing every day. If you want to platoon Marsh and Rojas, then whatever, on one of the other corners or something. But, like, I think now's the time for Crawford to be up. Like, if this outfield looked like drastically different with two more guys out there, then I would feel so much better than I do right now. But Max Kepler's got to go.
Yeah, well, he does. And you know what? And look, the Crawford thing is interesting because we don't really know, and I don't think anyone knows how he's going to perform up here. He's hit at every level in the minors. He does hit the ball on the ground a lot, which requires him to get on base with his speed. But at least there's some upside there. There's a maybe. I mean, maybe Crawford's just a good player, and he'll do it. He'll hit the way he's hit a AAA here. I see no upside to the Kepler thing. Marsh, we've done this. I've danced this dance a million times. I know what that is. Like, all right, Bader, if you give me Crawford and left, maybe there's some upside there down the stretch. 215-592-9494.
I always keep forgetting about Nick Castellanos and Wright.
He's just stuck there.
Factoring into the equation. So, like, I don't know. It feels like there shouldn't be any more room for Johan Rojas anymore. I know we got a bunch of pro Rojas calls yesterday, which was crazy.
I think Rojas is going to be sent down when they activate.
Baby. I would hope so. So Kepler, see ya. Rojas, you can go down. Bring Crawford up. And then Marsh, Bader, Castellanos, whatever. Like that works for me, I think.
Are we going to have a I Will Remember You segment for Rojas when the news comes in?
Nah.
When he said it, I was thinking it.
Are you going to miss him, Hugh?
Yes.
What about all the callers we got yesterday? The fact that there are real legitimate people out
there
that believe Rojas is the answer to this is...
It's a beautiful thing,
no,
man.
It's not
you
a beautiful
believe.
Thing.
Well, it's
beautiful.
Like people believe. You got to believe.
Well, this is your fault, of course.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, I mean... But as soon as he said it, that's what I thought about. Yeah, we were. Yeah.
You this is nice your run. Fault for having people nice speak run, their truth, y'all. Right?
Speak yeah. your truth. Believe live you, yeah. your truth.
Yeah, that's right. And people believe that. That Rojas can hit. All right, 215-592-9494. It is a Tri-Day Friday, a nickname for the Midday Show. And, of course, your take on the Phillies yesterday. Are you okay with how the deadline went? And if you do hear some noise out there, they are repairing the RV. We had a little weather
fart,
issue.
A little fart noise, but yeah. It wasn't me. Just let so
oh,
y'all know.
Oh, you're just trying to get off the hook here?
No, I'm just saying because you looked when it did it. You looked at me and I was like, "Dog, that's the thing." So it wasn't me.
It's a power tool.
Yes, yeah, power tool.
Let's go to Terrence at Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Liar! Dave Dombrowski is a liar. Liar. Pants on fire.
Tell him, Terrence.
This dude lied. He said we're not done. We weren't done.
He walked that back though.
Mr. Dave. Put his balls on the table. He's on 10 toes down with the same lineup that for the last 3 years couldn't produce in the postseason. Every postseason, you're getting eliminated early. Last year, you get eliminated early last year, and you don't address what we need. So, okay, you went and got a closer. A closer is not going to win games, okay? You know what teams are going to do? They're going to say their whole philosophy of beating us in the postseason, if we make the postseason, it's going to be we got to jump on these guys early so we don't get to DeRon, okay? So this is what this dude said to me. This is what this trade line said to me. It says, it is what it is. Shut the hell up. I made a big move. I got a closer. So, guys, I'll be happy with that and shut the hell up. To me, it feels like Mr. Dave said it is what it is. He didn't want to add a Swan. A Swan would have made this lineup more potent than ever before. Like, that he was the missing piece to the team that we needed. He doesn't strike out. This guy is worried about
Swan.
Prospects. We're talking about prospects, guys. Prospects. That's what we're talking about?
Yeah, well, they are. And Terrence, you know what it comes back to? Now, Dombrowski's to blame for not pulling the trigger, but I think about something Hugh has said a lot lately. And it's because he's a company man, we know. But he has pointed out that the owner a couple weeks ago said, you got to think that sometimes you get a great player and it doesn't actually mean you're going to win. I think the owner's part of this.
Joe,
it's not vision. It's not vision. It is called company man stuff.
It's called vision.
He couldn't hold Howie's jockstrap. He couldn't hold Howie's marshmallows and a bonfire at a camp, lighting fire and marshmallows over a bonfire. He couldn't do none of that stuff because he's wasted. To me, if these guys don't make the playoffs or if these guys get eliminated, he wastes his team year after year. He's gonna be known for in Mr. Dave's career. He's gonna be known as the guy that didn't want to let prospects go. That's what he's gonna be known as. The guy that was holding on to prospects. We're talking about prospects.
Well, not just that, Terrence. Well, really, the Painter, right? Painter's the one they wouldn't give up. They wouldn't give him up for Crochet.
That sounds like that's the one that everybody wants.
Crochet last year, Miller this year, Duran this year. I mean, they got Duran without giving him up. But even Kwan, like, when this kid arrives, he better be an absolute, no doubt about it,
he better be,
ace.
Joe. He better be an ace because he's been having Tommy John after Tommy John. So he's not guaranteed to come up and be the stud.
Of course he's not. He has a 4.4 ERA in AAA. He's not guaranteed to be anything. I didn't want to give him away for a rental or anything like that, but if they could have gotten one of the best players in baseball under team control for years, I would have given him up. And they would have given him a better chance to win the World Series.
Yo, the Padres, they shored up their team. The Mets got arguably the best relieving lineup in the baseball right now. That's what they did.
The Padres are the definition of all in. I mean, they pushed every chip they had to the middle of the table, and they built a team to try to win the World Series right now. Terrence, what's your nickname for the Midday Show? What do you got?
Man, I was thinking about what fits you guys, man. I'm gonna go with the monk and the beard.
The monk and the beard. I guess Joe's the monk.
The monk and the beard. All right, Terrence.
That's all right.
Yeah, I mean,
not great.
Is it a winning answer?
You're supposed to get him off the phone before we start talking about it, Kyle. What you doing?
Well, that's not terrible, but it's just, you know.
It ain't great.
I mean, nicknames got to pop. Again, like Blue Jeans Lakin pops, right? Forever, that's a fantasy team name.
Forever
right
in Blue.
Yeah, forever. I mean, that lands. All right, let's go to Gary, who's up on WIP. Hey, Gary.
Gary, what's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, what's going Gary. On, what's up?
I think we got a great team behind them.
Gary, hold on. We need a minute as a team here.
No.
What is happening?
What?
Kyle.
Get it together. What's going on?
Kyle, listen.
Kyle. Usually I get on Hugh for like not looking out the window and getting distracted by what's going on. We had a moment here that it was distracting.
Kyle, it was odd. You know, like Stein.
Share.
Yeah, we're about to share it with you right now.
Yeah, well, it's WIP Day here at camp, so we're one of the groups that get to – a lot of our coworkers, let's put it that way, are here, right? Hugh, do you want to elaborate on what
– Well, what I saw – because, like, I was looking at my phone, and I'm listening to what Joe has to say. And when I look up, Joe's looking at me. And one of our sales reps, Stein, right, has our boss –
We're naming names, huh?
Yeah, we're here because you want to know the story, and I'm going to tell you in front of all our friends and company. He grabbed our boss, Rod Lakin, by his head like he was about to give him a kiss. I'm trying to, like, what's one of those movies like? I'm thinking about, what is The Notebook, where they had, or Gone with the Wind, where they grabbed the woman, by, like, they're about to give them a pass.
It was a cinematic
kiss.
Scene yeah, playing out in front of us.
And here's the kicker. You know Steiny's not that tall. He's a petite man.
He had to reach up
to catch the ball. And Rod, you know, being a ball, I'm pretty sure he was uncomfortable. But it was the absolute – I wish I was fast enough to take a picture.
The only other way to spin it, like, you know – like if a grandma like squeezes your cheeks,
yes,
oh, like that. Like,
oh no!
It was. It's not the kind of embrace you usually see around the workplace.
It's the kind of embrace that would get you a two piece with no biscuit if you did it to me or Joe to assume yeah, or anybody
I,
else.
Again, I usually get upset at Hugh when he gets distracted by what's outside the window. This was hard not to.
I can't see that going working out with Rod. Either.
Well, Rod looks uncomfortable. No, well, Rod's had a tough week.
Yeah, he's
called what it is.
He's just trying. You know, we got a lot going on today. We have all our, you know, our sponsors and stuff here.
The RV got damaged with the storm.
Rod, he probably, it was one of those situations where you got caught completely off guard.
As
Steiny walked past it, he had no problem hugging a grown-ass man and grabbing his face the way that he did.
Yeah,
it's weird.
A lot going on here, as you can tell at Eagles Camp. All right, 215-592-9494. Now that we try to get this back on the rails. I mean, that, or whatever we are.
That was a lot.
It was incredible, actually. It was wild. Drew in Westchester's up. Hey, Drew.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
Hey, Drew.
What's up, Drew? Hey, Drew, how's the baby?
Thanks for asking, Hugh. Yeah, he's doing great. Noah just started crawling, actually. So,
How old now, Drew?
Oh, you in trouble?
He's 9 months, and he did spit up on me last night. So I guess that shows how he felt about Dombrowski's trade deadline. He was he was not too pleased.
He has takes like his dad. All right, Drew, what are you feeling after the whole deadline came and went?
Yeah, so I'll try. So I'm going to try an analogy here. So my thing is, I like the two players. Both of them were on my list, but it's almost like I feel like I ordered a wrap, but like they skimped on like the meat or like forgot like the main thing. Like Durant's the hot sauce. Like, he adds, like, flavor. You know, he's, like, exciting and all. And, like, Bader's, like, a nice, like, add-on, like the pickles or, like, the lettuce. But it's just, like, you just, like I needed the chicken. I needed another bat to complement Bader. My whole thing this whole time was they don't need one bat. They need two. And I just feel like they came up short there.
Well, they did. And you know, there's different ways to look at it, Drew. It's like, you know, you watch the games, you look at the numbers, and, you know, if you look right now, and I haven't looked in a few days, but I'm sure it didn't change that much. It feels like most nights, Drew, they only roll out three, maybe four, depending on if Castellanos is hot or not, above average bats. Everyone else, you know, in the context of baseball these days, is below average. So now they got one more, right? Bader is above average. So that gives them four or five, which means we still have four or five below average bats. That's a lot of bats in the lineup each night in October that are below the standard you're hoping for. And I'm just talking about average. I'm not talking about, like, great here.
No, I'm so with you, Joe. You know, I think a telling thing is you go back to the elimination game the past, you know, couple years since this core has been together. It was one run against the Astros. It was two against the Diamondbacks. It was one against the Mets. Like, that you know, that should have told Dombrowski all he needed to know. And I think the thing is, like, you know, the NL's a gauntlet. I don't think there's a dominant team, but I'd say of all the teams, I feel like the Phillies have the most, you know, baggage. Like, essentially, you either have teams like the Dodgers who've won before, or you have teams like, you know, the Cubs and the Brewers, where this is kind of like their first time with that core, and, like, they don't know what they don't know. And I just, you know, this group just has a lot of baggage, and I think they needed, you know, way more wind at their sails in the lineup. I would have loved Laureano as an addition. I would have taken our guy Brendan Donovan. Joe, I know you like him. I was super high on him. I needed more there.
Well, I did too, Drew. And I just think about what the Padres did, and I know they went all in. But, like, instead of the Bader deal, if the Phillies had done before the deadline last night, if they had gotten O'Hearn and Laureano,
and
that, to me, that would have been it. Like, then you were improving two spots in the order. We already had, you know, the closer intact from the trade on Wednesday. I would have come in here today and said, I think they did enough. Let's go win the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think I would have included Painter for Kwan, but that, like, Laureano, O'Hearn package would have been attractive to me, or even, like, you know, like Taylor Ward from the Angels or something. They just, you can't have Scott and Marsh both taken at bat in October, and that's what I worry about now.
Yeah, I do too. Drew, what's the nickname for the Midday Show?
All right, so this is a reference to both your time slot and, you know, Hugh always talking about, like, you know, gummies and stuff. How about the High Noon Show?
The High Noon Show. I like that one, Hugh.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, especially as the show goes closer to noon and one, it goes more off the rails. Yeah, good one, Drew. We appreciate it.
Yes, it does. That's a good one, Drew.
So, Hugh, I know the Phillies are trying, and they're trying their best to do sustainability, right? Win over the long term, give themselves the best shot every year. I'll tell you what, if we face San Diego in the postseason, it's going to be a tale of two different kinds of approaches, right? Like, we did. I don't want to pretend the Phillies didn't try here, because they gave a lot for Duran. I mean, giving up the young catcher enables not nothing. So they made one big move. But, Hugh, the Padres made big move after – they put every chip they had in the middle and said, we are going to win the World Series right now. And if we face them, I'm going to be thinking about that.
I mean, you can't help but to think about it, Joe, but I look at it like this. When I think of the Padres and I think of the Phillies, I feel like just from – you know, where the Padres are coming from and what they've been over the last few years, they're not in the same position as the Phillies. So they probably looking at it like, you have to push all in. It's all or nothing, because Philly's a major market team. And I know people hate to hear this, but it's the reality of doing business in a major market.
Here we go.
It's about being relevant.
Are you hearing this? No. The company man.
I'm not.
Relevant, long term.
You know what?
Sustainability. Give us all the buzzwords.
No, because this is the unfortunate thing about being a fan of teams like the Eagles, the Sixers, and the Phillies, is that revenue is tied to these teams. And at the end of the day, the reality is, they want to keep that revenue stream going. So a team like the Padres, when you look at them, they're trying to push y'all in because they're trying to, you know, they're going to probably be relevant in the next couple – irrelevant, I should say, in the next few years. Who was it? It was the Marlins. Remember when they had Dontrelle Willis and they had all that? They pushed all in.
And then it blew up, yeah.
And then now, you know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. It's different up here.
He even threw revenue in there, Kyle. Sustainability, long-term revenue.
And listen,
I just can't take this guy anymore.
Corporate America or no, WIP?
No.
What is going on?
See, I am the voice that – I'm just be keeping it a bean. I'm keeping it real.
Okay.
It's about money. It's about parades. It is, but I sit here every day and I speak nothing but truth, and I get ridiculed every day.
Are you crying over this, yeah, or you what you saw at the window a few minutes ago?
No, that right there is that was a lot. Steiny's a lot.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to get Rod's attention. He did.
Well,
that.
Yeah. He came,
guilty.
Yeah. Yes, got our attention, too. All right. 215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls and the deadline coming up. Nicknames for the midday show on a Tri Day Friday. Are you okay with what the Phillies did at the deadline? Bader's the bat. I wanted more. If you're going to give me a Harrison Bader, get me two Harrison Baders, please. And Eagles rookie linebacker Jahad Campbell will sit down with us once practice is over coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, live at Eagles Training Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.